On today's show, workers at Nissan hand the UAW a major defeat. New technology makes body repairs with structural adhesives a lot easier. And the California Air Resources Board wants stricter regulations after 2025. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. While the UAW was confident it was going to win an organizing effort at Nissan's assembly plant in Canton, Mississippi, it turned the organizing effort into a major civil rights cause and enlisted celebrities and activists to help in its effort. But in a stunning result, 64% of the workers in the plant rejected the union. Recent revelations of high-level corruption in the UAW in conjunction with FCA's labor relations vice president convinced a lot of workers to vote against the union. FCA reported much improved earnings for the second quarter, and one of the business units that contributed to that improvement is Maserati. Thanks to the Levante SUV, the company posted much better sales, up 54% compared to a year ago. The biggest jump in sales were in China, where they shot up 146%, followed by Europe, up 93%, and they were up 50% in the U.S. That led to an 85% boost in revenue to 1 billion euros and an EBIT margin that rocketed up 322%. But the numbers are pretty small, but the rate of increase points to a healthier future. Sergio Marchionne, FCA CEO, has hinted he might bundle Maserati and Alfa Romeo together and spin them off as standalone companies. Looks like autonomous cars are going to be a bonanza for the suppliers that make the parts for them. A report from Wintergreen Research shows that in 2016, the market for LiDAR was valued at $13 million. But by 2023, it's expected to surge to $9.9 billion. And the overall market for autonomous vehicles is estimated to hit $3 trillion. Numbers like these help explain why so many companies are jumping into autonomy. And as entrepreneurs dream up new ways of providing mobility, this idea kind of caught our eye. We'll have more about it right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
More and more automakers are using structural adhesives to build car bodies, but they can make body panels hard to pull apart during repairs. So researchers at the American Chemistry Council and Michigan State University developed a fix. They use a magnetic heating coil, called a magnetic flux heater, to heat up the adhesive, and then the parts can be easily pulled back apart. The secret is a new type of adhesive. They call it a thermoplastic adhesive material, and it can melt, dry, and rebond in under a minute. The adhesive is mixed with microscopic iron ball bearings that vibrate and heat up with an electric current. But the parts won't suffer from heat damage, not even with carbon fiber. It will rebond up to 40% stronger than before. The idea is to develop a tool for body shops to make repairs easier, quicker, and safer. Well, okay, class, here's your word association problem for the day. Car is to motorcycle, as boat is to what? Well, you're close if you said surfboard, but we think the lift e-foil is more accurate. Because you don't need waves with this board, its wing keel and electric motor lift you right out of the water at speeds up to 25 miles per hour. Other features include a small waterproof lithium-ion battery that will last about an hour and a controller, similar to a remote control car, which displays battery life and speed and links to the board via Bluetooth. And if you're wondering, Lift e-foil isn't cheap. One will set you back $12,000. But we would note there are people who will shell out tens of thousands of dollars for motorcycles. You know, we keep talking about new mobility solutions, and Lift e-foil is the ultimate in new mobility. Automakers are hoping that fuel efficiency regulations are frozen after 2021, But California is planning on even stricter regulations. That's coming up next.
Lear Kinexis is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
On last week's Autoline After Hours, John and Gary were joined by Annette Hebert from the California Air Resources Board, and she talked about how the state is approaching fuel economy and emission regulations beyond 2025.
What we plan to do for post-2026 is sit down and really think, talk to manufacturers and other stakeholders about how they see post-2025 market and activities and how it can help both reduce air quality emissions and greenhouse gas emissions and work together and increase the volumes of ZEVs, zero-emission vehicles, because that's very important in California, too. And we are actually inviting automakers to come in and talk to us and opening up opportunities for them to give us their thoughts and ideas and concepts, in addition to, you know, the environmental groups and the communities and et cetera. And we're also going to invite some of our international partners to come in, too. And we're open to thinking if there's
a different way. I hate to keep interrupting,
I don't know. China, the Netherlands, Norway. We have International ZEV Alliance, but there's a lot of global activity going on around electrification and low-carbon fuels efforts and low-carbon vehicle efforts. And I have a slide today. I'll mention several of those going on throughout the world. I think the United Kingdom and France said they're going to ban all diesels and gasolines by 2040. Thank you. I didn't want to get the fact wrong. But so there's a lot of global efforts going on. And so we want to sit down and think about, well, do we need to just continue our program as is and just continue to ratchet down on it? Or do we need to look at it a little bit differently and think about it more broadly and if there's some changes we need to make? So that's what we're doing is we're going to kick off that process with automakers. We've been doing some thinking internally ourselves, but we're going to kick off that process with automakers first and see, you know, do they have some ideas and concepts as to what can help us get to our air quality and climate stabilization goals, but at the same time, you know, is in line with the cost and the impacts on the economy.
John and Gary also speak with Larry Dominique, the head of PSA North America, and Robert Davis from Mazda. So to watch those interviews in their entirety, just head on over to Autoline.tv or to our YouTube channel. That's it for today. Thank you for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.